This is your Classic It's Breakfast with Jordan Curtis, and we've been keeping a close eye on where a potential hydrogen hub could go for not just Australia, but South Australia in particular, and Whyalla are very keen to see it happen there. And the stars might be aligning because there's some land up for tender at Port Bonython. I'm joined by Treasurer Rob Lucas. Treasurer, thanks for joining me.
Good morning.
So can you tell me about this land that's up for tender?
Yeah, well, look, it's a very large chunk of land. It's 2,000 hectares, and one of the potential uses of the site is obviously the hydrogen export hub, which the nation's been talking about. The Commonwealth Government is obviously interested in finding suitable locations for it. South Australian Government, we're obviously interested. So we're putting this out for expressions of interest. We think there'll be national and international interest in the site. It won't just be potential uses being a hydrogen export hub. There may well be other industrial or commercial potential uses for the site, and it may well be that a combination of uses can be made of the site because of the large area that's involved. So I guess we won't know until we see the results of the expression of interest process.
What kind of factors go into the decision-making process with who gets awarded the space?
Well, clearly from the state's viewpoint, we're interested in economic growth and jobs growth prospects, and that'll obviously be one of the key factors in determining the decision-making process. But clearly there are existing users of the facilities there. We're going to have to take into account those sorts of issues in terms of the ongoing requirements of Santos and others for facilities in and around this particular area. So, look, they're a combination of interests, but I guess one key factor is going to be obviously the prospects of economic growth and jobs growth, and clearly Whyalla is obviously very well located, being obviously the source of a significant skills base in the community there, and that's obviously going to be an important issue for whatever the potential uses of the site will be.
And hydrogen is one of the industries that is probably going to boom in the next couple of decades. And I guess, is it just a matter of hoping that a business puts their hand up and says, yes, we'll do this on the, at this space for it to actually happen?
Look, I think we've got significant prospects that there'll be expressions of interest, or at least some of the expressions of interest will relate to the hydrogen export area, because there's no doubting this particular facility and the site are potentially perfect locations for such a facility. So we're sure that there'll be expressions of interest in relation to that particular industry. But as I said, we're also aware that there are other industrial and commercial potential users of the site that have already expressed previously interest in the site. So we're expecting that there'll be a range of expressions of interest, and we'll have to work our way through, as I said, from the viewpoint of what gives us the most significant economic and jobs growth for the region, but also in particular, obviously, for the state.
And one of the criteria for the tender process as well is whether or not the project will be up and running within, was it 5 years?
That's right. So the expression of interest process will be about 6 weeks in terms of trying to work our way through, well, we'll receive the expressions of interest, and then we'll have to do an evaluation, which will take a bit of time. But yeah, look, we're not much interested in people who come along and just want to basically land bank the site, you know, for 10, 20, 30 years down the track. That is, that they might be interested in doing something with it in, over that long term. We are looking at people and companies who do have the capacity. They've got specific proposals and projects which you can get up in the relative short term. And the five-year period is obviously reasonably generous and flexible, but we do want people who've got proposals and projects ready to go.
No worries. Well, I guess we'll watch this space, and hopefully someone with a grand hydrogen plan comes through. But Treasurer, thank you for joining me.
Thank you.
That was Treasurer Rob Lucas on your Classic It's Breakfast.